from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning, a fun day and night of baseball around these parts. You've got Aaron Judge with another historic season on his hands. He is doing amazing things. The New York Mets have a great win. Jesse Winker with a great reaction and a walk-off. Sean Manaea, very good. So this was a good one. This was a good day for the Mets and Yankees. There's also a Sauce Gardner clip out there that I'm sure Jerry is going to play right away at 6:25, 6:30 this morning that was making news as he was asked about Daniel Jones and what he thinks about him. But I was thinking, because Jerry talks about this all the time, about, and we're not going to do best baseball player of all time again, but he always talks about it's the best baseball player he's ever seen in Aaron Judge. The steroid era, I think, has lessened the impact of what Aaron Judge is doing right now because of the stuff we saw then. I really believe that, because I saw this Jeff Passan tweet this morning where, like, there hasn't been a man with slugging numbers like this outside of the steroid era since Ted Williams. But it's like, you know, we saw Barry Bonds at over 70. We saw all these guys do all this stuff, so it's like, I mean, it's a big deal, but he's not getting the attention he should. This could be one of the best seasons of all time. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Well, today feels like a feel-good Friday, even though it's not Friday, because of what happened yesterday. Both baseball teams win their, I guess, you know, look, win games and the fashion that they should be winning them. I mean, I forgot that Jesse Winker was even on the team. You know, and then he hits a home run, and good for him, and it was great. Now he needs to do more of that. And they need to do more of that. They need to keep winning these series, and, you know, they're not gaining any ground because, you know, the teams in front of them are winning, but, you know, that was exciting yesterday, and it felt great to actually see the Mets do this back-to-back in games. Like, it was like, okay, you know, we got a good team, we have a chance, and, you know, they're winning games, exciting games, and that's the thing about these two series with these four teams, that it really has that playoff feel to it. But to go back to that Aaron Judge thing that you were just talking about, there's no question that steroid era ruined it for everybody that was non-steroidal, including the guys that are playing now, Otani and Judge and Soto and anybody else that fits the moniker, Bryce Harper, all those guys, you know, that weren't able to do that. Now, some guys are still trying to get away with different things, and they're getting in trouble for it, although it's far and few between. But I do think that, look, if you are a Yankee fan and you go to these games and these two guys are in the lineup, I mean, it's worth
unless
every...
Unless you're Bob Letourzi.
Letourza, I think.
Whatever.
I think that it's, you know, worth every penny. And this is why I keep thinking, again, I will stay steadfast in this, that the Yankees, and I'm not trying to kiss anybody's butt or anything else, I'm just telling you what I see. And I see two superstars that are embracing the the pennant race. I see two superstars that are not intimidated at all by the New York media. And, like, out of the blue, this whole Bob Laterza, Staten Island Little League thing comes, you know, raining down on Aaron Judge. And what does he do? He goes out there and hits home runs.
Yeah, so, I don't think he was affected at all.
Somebody wrote an article. I think it was Mike Vaccaro. Somebody was writing an article about Juan Soto and how he's embraced being here in New York and how the pressure of performing hasn't at all inhibited his game for the Yankees, where some would say that it is inhibiting the game of Pete Alonso for the Mets.
Well, yeah, it also didn't inhibit the game of Aaron Judge when he turned down that offer and then went out and hit all those home runs in 2022. And he's almost on that pace again. He's actually just two home runs behind that pace.
What did I say? Did I say over 60 this year?
I don't remember, but
whatever he ends up with,
you're going to tell us that you had it right.
I said, no, you just shut your pie hole over there, because
whatever he ends up with, you'd be like, didn't I say?
I'm telling you.
And he going fine, did I said he hit 65.
I am telling you, I said that I thought he would hit like 65 or something. I remember saying that and you guys poo-pooing me.
Okay,
I hope he does, Ben. I really do. I want it. You know why? Because
Boomstradamus, we bow to thee.
Thank you very much, Eddie. And hopefully, you sent that Instagram post that I sent to you yesterday to your Shorehaven Wealth Partners.
I haven't yet.
All right. Well, make sure you do that. Okay.
All right. Just remember, taxes pay for things like police and fire and military.
Well, good. You and Marion will be on a food line before you know it. So anyway. Here's the thing about Aaron Judge is that, you know, he is the face of baseball. He is the face of all of it. And he is the number one athlete in New York. He is, and the way that he's going about it, his respect and dignity and authenticity is off the charts. And he is a tremendous, tremendous baseball player. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the Yankees are all in right now. I know it doesn't feel that way just simply because they have been middling over the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. But they'll get look, these two guys at home in Yankee Stadium, man, they're worth the price of admission and then some.
Yeah, you got Juan Soto hitting more home runs than he ever has, and we got 6 weeks to go in the season. So those guys performing in the postseason feels like a lock because of the way they're hitting now. But of course, we have to see that. But yeah, you know, we've had these conversations. I hate the steroid baseball Hall of Fame conversation. I would put all the guys in, whatever. But I was thinking, think about 2022 and then this year, if that never happened. If the Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all of that never happened, and you had Aaron Judge doing this clean in a Yankee uniform, that would have been so much bigger than what 1998 was.
Right. You don't feel like
that saved baseball. This would have reignited baseball too.
I mean, between Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Mark McGwire, they would stop game. They would stop whatever you're watching, and they would go to those games.
I know. And now, what Aaron Judge is doing clean, which is better than all of that, seems like an afterthought in the world of sports.
No, I don't.
I mean, maybe.
Do
you ever watch SportsCenter? It's all WNBA and NFL training camp. Nobody talks about it. We talk about it every day, so it feels like we're getting beat over the head with it. Then we turn on a radio station, and everybody else is beating us over the head with it. But nationally, nobody cares. So that's a great point. Back then, they used to break into everything nationally to watch it. Now it's just like, I don't know.
I personally, as somebody who's a little bit up there in age and somebody who's been through all these decades of different sports and everything else, appreciate the brilliance of both of these players, but more so what Aaron Judge has done here, you know, and the fact that he's done it clean, and the fact that, you know, he represents everything that's good about the game of baseball. It is America's pastime, after all.
It used to be.
Well, it used to be. I know, but what I'm saying is that it used to be this. But I don't know. When I was growing up and I had Tom Seaver, you know, on my wall in a poster, or I had, just all those great players as a kid. And then you think about this guy and what he is doing and how all these kids look up to him. I see that, you know, maybe it's come full circle now. I mean, it's the same thing with Ohtani, by the way. Now, if Ohtani didn't have that betting scandal around him and that lunatic assistant of his, you know, maybe we'd be feeling the same way.
But he's not pitching every day now, too.
I know, but we don't watch him every day. But he's still a great player. And, you know, this maybe is the... I don't know. I just feel like those two players and Juan Soto and Bryce Harper and guys like that and Freddie Freeman, you'd like to think that Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor are there, and maybe Francisco Alvarez will be there one day. The other thing I will say about the Mets that really isn't getting a lot of conversation either, but seems like they found their third baseman who they may end up moving up to first base next year with Mark Vientos. So, right. But you know, the only thing with Vientos, he's got his 20 home runs, but it would be nice to see, you know, maybe 10 or 15 more RBIs at the moment. But I will say they found a young player that can hit in the major leagues.
Yeah. You know, I talked to you about the Steve McNair documentary in the late 90s NFL. And I thought about this in relation to baseball and what was going on. Think about how far one league is gone and another one has fallen since then. So 1998, they couldn't keep an NFL team in Houston. Houston, the fourth largest media market in the country, they couldn't keep an NFL team there. And then they move it to Memphis for a year, and then Tennessee, and then they obviously now have a great fan base there because they went to the Super Bowl in 99. And baseball in 98 is revitalized again and breaking into everything and McGuire and all this stuff. And now you've got the number one conversation in sports being Bo Nix being named the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Aaron Judge is having the best offensive season since Ted Williams, and he's barely making any sort of news nationally. That right there, to me, in the time from 1998-99 to now, the way the NFL has grown and baseball has fallen, I don't think there's any better example than that. 98 to right now.
Then how do you explain all the new stadiums in baseball?
I can't. We talk about this all the time.
I mean, how do you explain all the different outlets now that you have to watch baseball on, whether it be Apple, whether it be ESPN, whether it be
Roku? They're taking money from everybody.
Hey, they're taking money from everybody. It's right. Just like the NFL takes money from everybody.
It's not even close to the money that the NFL gets.
Well, or the NBA, for that matter.
It's not even close. So, I mean, and
all I can tell you is that
here's new stadiums. I'll tell you how you explain new stadiums. They take a ton of tax money.
Well, it's the political will. It's one of the reasons why the Oilers left. The Adams family didn't get along.
The Adams family
didn't get along with the city of Houston. Same thing with the Modell family out in Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
And the Cincinnati Bengals actually used Baltimore for leverage as well.
Yeah.
So they could get Paycor Stadium, or what was, when they built it, Paul Brown Stadium, and have the best lease in all of football, where the county of Hamilton has to pay them to play there.
Yeah, well, I mean, so what new stadiums are you talking about in baseball?
Field,
like, well, that
Yankee
was 2009.
Stadium. How about the Rangers, Rangers?
Long time ago.
How about the Texas Rangers? How about Petco Park?
That was a long time ago, too.
How about the redo of Wrigley Field but all that stuff came after 1998. Yeah, I mean, it was all like mid-2000s to late-2000s.
Yeah,
Texas.
It's been a long time.
The Rangers just opened their new stadium.
Okay, well, that's one.
I mean, the Marlins got a new stadium.
Oh, okay, yeah, piece of crap.
Tampa Bay Rays are getting a new stadium.
Yeah, and how
Seattle
much?
Seattle got a new stadium.
How much of this is taxpayer money?
A lot of it, and right. A lot of it has to do with the will of the politicians to support these programs. Much like in the NFL,
because they really support the Marlins and the Rays, don't they?
I know, but I'm just saying that they do make money. They are money makers, by the way. But they say, like, you know, how could you pay these commissioners this much money? And part of paying the commissioners the amount of money that they're making has to do with the increased worth of the teams that they are representing when they go in there and they try to get a stadium built. So when Kathy Hochul signs an $800 million tax bill to build the Buffalo Bills a new stadium up there in Buffalo, Orchard Park, you know, that's a lot of lobbying going on by the NFL and their lawyers.
So you disagree with me that that baseball has fallen dramatically and the NFL has grown dramatically since 1998?
I know the NFL has grown. Believe me, I've watched the salaries grow of the players, and I want to continue to see it grow. The Major League Baseball player salaries have continued to grow. You got a $700 million player.
Yeah, I mean, in the business of sports, and obviously it's a ton of deferments there, and that's L.A., it's the biggest market. You don't see that in every market like you see it in the NFL. Like, guys don't get paid in Buffalo in any other sport but the NFL. So it's Cincinnati, Green Bay. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Because they all have a $285 or $245 million salary cap.
But this is something
But the Mets and the Yankees have paid you know, close to $400 million for half the amount of players that an NFL team have.
Yeah, and they're in New York, and they should be doing that. And
well, you got the Phillies, and you got the Cubs, and you got the Dodgers, and you got the Giants, and you got the Padres. I mean, they're all there. There are.
Yeah, I don't know how baseball makes the money they do. This is something that Al talks about all the time, to pay these players. I don't understand. The ratings go down. The attendance figures in most of these places are crap. The TV ratings on the regional sports networks are terrible. I really don't know. How it happens.
Well,
I mean, if you can explain it to me, I can't.
What did the Yankees sell out at 44,000?
You can't keep talking about the Yankees, though. You know what I'm saying? We know the Yankees are successful. It's the league itself. All of these other markets.
There's shared revenue. There's certain shared revenues that keep these other smaller teams, like the Pirates, involved.
Yeah.
No, you can't have the Yankees unless the Pirates, the Rays, the Kansas City Royals, unless they're all involved.
And those tax bills, so you go over the salary.
Luxury tax and all that other
Goes to other teams, sure.
Yeah. I mean, so it is somewhat like the NFL financial model, where it's one for all and all for one, except for on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when you're playing.
So you think the Aaron Judge season that's going on now is being covered properly in the world of sports in regards to what he's doing historically?
Because
I don't think so.
I think every time the Yankees are on national TV, whether it be ESPN or TNT or Fox on a weekend, whenever they're on national TV, that's all anybody is talking about is the great Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. That's all they're covering. I mean, like around the All-Star game, that's all they talked about. And everybody just, you know, keeps writing articles. I see article after article after article trying to come up with something new about what these two players are doing for the Yankees. I mean, it's incredible, yes, but I can't read anymore because everybody's got an opinion about it.
Well, it's sort of like,
I think, in the world of sports.
Right. I mean, it reminds me of the years when Derek Jeter was doing no wrong, where it was almost like you didn't talk about him enough because you said all the good things you could say about him.
Yeah, but these numbers are eye-popping. And again, both he and Soto were doing it under the glare and the spotlight of New York. And, you know, we know here everybody's got an opinion. And it's loud, it's noisy. And both of these players, I mean, it's ridiculous that, what do they got, 83 home runs now between them. And they're over 200 RBIs combined. That's ridiculous.
And then the nature of the way that the Yankees are perceived, none of this will matter to the Yankee fan if they bow out early in the postseason,
exactly.
Which is crazy.
It
shouldn't be that way, but that's the way that it is with the Yankees. It just is. And they'll be like, oh, remember that year that they wasted Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in the same lineup when the Guardians knocked them out in three games?
They're not going to get wasted. I'm telling you, they're not going to get wasted.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen, but if it did happen that way, that would be the conversation. The conversation won't be, we just witnessed one of the most historic offensive seasons from these two guys. It'll be, they wasted those two guys in the same line.
I don't think it's going to be wasted. I don't. I think that they're too freaking good. And, you know, 162 game season is a long year. I mean, whether you're screaming and yelling about Luis Gil, who's now on the DL, or you're screaming and yelling about Anthony Volpe, or you're screaming and yelling about Rizzo, or you're screaming and yelling about, you know, who's playing third base, what are we doing at catcher? I mean, it's just nonstop. It's one of the reasons why you and I sometimes don't get into the weeds with all of this stuff, because it just goes on and on and on and on. And you and I both know and are smart enough to know and have been around long enough to know that it only counts in October for the Yankees.
For the Yankees. That's right. That is correct. And we will see what type of reaction we will get in this postseason. And we are getting closer and closer.
Can I say one thing?
Of course you can.
And I'm not really sure about this. I said this to Al right after his warm-up show. I said, I ran into a lot of strange fellas, little fellas, out there in the newsroom today that I had never seen before.
Strange little fellas?
Yeah. Somebody needs to tell me who these people are.
Well, I mean, I saw...
Are they interns? What are they doing?
Well, there was a lot of scurrying today because one of the other little fellows is not here. And we're actually wondering if he's okay. And so
What?
What? What now?
There was someone who was supposed to be here is not here. And there was...
With no explanation?
Correct.
Do we know who this person is?
It sounds like I think I know who it is. But let's not say who it is right now, just in case something actually happened to this person. Well, that's not good. Have they reached him yet?
No.
Still.
And I reached out as soon as I found out that he wasn't here. But anyway, so that caused the scurrying of the other people.
Oh, so that's what's going on. So there are a lot of fill-ins around here today.
Yeah, because, you know,
never fails.
We had to get your minutes produced.
Yeah.
Never fails. Want to have a little fun with something, and then all of a sudden, a serious story.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you don't know. Little fellas out there, that's all.
Yeah, like, you just wanted to bring that up, and now Eddie's like, well, there's a man missing. And there's an APB on this man. So the scurrying little fellas conversation needs to come to a grinding halt.
Okay.
Yeah. Just cool, like, stop. A guy will call up, and I'll think that he's drunk, and then I'll be like, I've got Bell's palsy. I'm like, God damn. Every time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's just, so you can't even
or
try
if you
to
bring up
fun.
Something light, then Boomer changes it to some serious hockey point.
That never happens, Eddie. Stop.
Just worry about your 401k there, cuz.
Boomer and Geo on the fan.
Living in a tent up in New Hampshire.
Jesus. This is getting very personal. Boomer and Geo on the fan at CBS Sports Network.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hey, hey! Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So the employee that was, I don't want to say missing, but did not show up this morning and never has not shown up has been accounted for. So that is a good thing. So we are happy about that.
Well, that employee that didn't show up created a cascading effect of little strange fellas.
Little strange fellas scurrying around the newsroom trying to get
that I had never seen before.
Right. Yes, it's sort of like Snow White and the Seven Little People, right?
Yeah, we had to call on other people to take care of your sports minutes.
And Amy. All right, but fine, I get it. I understand. But where did they come from?
Well, they had to be called out from other positions, which you usually don't see them.
That's right. I have not seen them. I'm not sure where they came from.
Under Jerry's shed, I think, is where they came from. The groundhogs.
Out of the tunnels in the burrows.
Yeah, right, that they popped out.
No, they're very, very nice young men.
Sure. Yes, this is a whole society that you're unaware of.
Yeah, well, I'm out of here before they get here. What do you want me to do? You want me to stay here for 24 hours? Yeah, and this company never does anything together.
True. That's
the last time we did something together was a Christmas party that we had at the Standard Hotel.
That is true.
Pre-pandemic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hot in there. Remember that?
Yes,
yeah,
it was smoking jam-packed.
Hot. You were sweating.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you, free food and drink, man, everybody shows up.
We're there.
My son had a good question. Why don't we do, and I think it's a great idea, why don't we do a fan golf league?
Golf league or one day?
No, like a league where you play every week. We've got so many guys here that play now.
Well, because here's the problem is the schedules, right?
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
No, but quick. But think about it. Everybody's on a different schedule. Like the best
I'm not
time,
interested.
Right. The best time for me to play would be 11:30, noon, you know, and then BT's on the air at that point.
You could schedule 2 days with two different times to make sure everybody plays the same course that week.
What is it with you wanting to put like leagues
it's fun,
together?
Because like you just say, we don't do anything together. Well, it would be a fun thing to do.
We did something together on Monday.
Yes, that's a one-off, though.
Gio and I do a lot of stuff together. Gio, don't we do stuff together?
But he's talking about the rest of us is one thing.
I'm talking about
us mingling with the other employees we don't normally see.
I don't need to be mingling with anybody.
All right, never mind.
But you just brought up that we don't do anything together.
But I'm making a point to Eddie that why would I know who anybody is since we don't do anything together? I'm not advocating that we should be
just coming up with an idea maybe of doing something together.
You always have like these leagues in your,
it's fun.
In your head.
Well, yeah.
Cornhole league.
I can't sit still, Boomer. Well, what's I tell you?
I know. You're a workaholic.
I like to be busy. I'm not. I just like to be busy.
Did you hear back from MSG?
since I didn't call anybody. No, I did not. You're such a jackass.
Jerry wants the next job for anybody.
So does everybody that calls basketball games. Just like anybody that's a talk show host wants you out and wants your job.
That's very true. Here's the thing for me. Like, if you got that job, I know we'd end up losing you because that job is a full-time job. And, you know, you'd have to be traveling during the basketball season. And that would hurt us. It really would. But I would want, if that was something that you really, really wanted, I'd push for it.
Now, first of all, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's one. Two, you wouldn't skip a beat.
I wouldn't skip a beat.
No, the show wouldn't skip a beat. CeeLo, or I hope CeeLo, would slide in and be just fine. He would be. Come on.
Yeah.
You know that.
No.
Thank you, though.
What do you think?
It depends on the day with CeeLo. Sometimes he's locked in and he's ready to go. See, you can't really evaluate CeeLo because he works so much and he's sleeping here. There's days he comes in and he's a little sleepy.
Here's what I can evaluate. If Boomer and Carton could replace Imus without skipping a beat, and if Boomer and Gio could replace Boomer and Carton without skipping a beat, I'm pretty sure if I disappeared, you guys would be fine.
No.
But is CeeLo on the same level? No. You know what I'm saying?
I think those people
were very good at replacing those big shows. Would he be that good?
Yeah, the problem, too, is like he does mini hockey talk shows with Boomer during the updates.
Yeah.
And these guys don't like that.
So your point is, someone could step in, everybody's replaceable, and it's going to work. But there was many, many conversations and weeks of figuring out the right replacements. Whereas you're just plugging somebody in thinking it's going to work.
Well, I'm plugging the guy in that's filled in for 10 years.
He's not full time, you know?
He's pretty good.
I'm just saying, it's not just like plug and play. It's not a plug and play spot.
Okay.
You know, these things don't just happen. They don't just pick, you don't find talk show hosts off of trees.
You don't, but
I don't know. I mean, there's something special about you, Jerry, that would be hard to replace.
Well, we pre-produce here.
No, I'm just saying. It's very, very hard to replace.
What are we going
to...
Eddie, you're going to hit the... Well, you got that fast. That was pretty good. Wow, way to go, Eddie. Man, your finger's all over it today. Wow. That's outstanding. Man.
How do you replace that?
I don't.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
I don't know.
I need to know what...
Wow, you got me hitting myself in the face with the golf ball that quick.
God damn, you're good.
How do you replace this?
That's the point, Jerry. Like, don't get so angry. You can't just expect that CeeLo is going to be able to do that.
Hold on. Eddie, before you play what he asked for, Al heard it. Boomer knows. Let's actually guess what it was. If you could guess what Boomer asked for, which Jerry drop he asked for?
I would guess Caveman Jerry.
All right. My guess is going to be like Fatalistic Death Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Which one was it?
It was neither of those. It was just a request to do something. And Jerry, I wanted
Eddie to be creative. And I wanted him to play something that we just can't replace.
Yeah, I thought you asked for a very specific one.
No. I knew what he was going for, but then Jerry, of course, heard Boomer ask me.
I don't know why Jerry, you know, gets all upset. I'm like, if you want the next job, let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
I wouldn't know the first place to start. And I'm not even sure it's open. Someone told me it was open. I don't know. I have no idea. And I made the mistake of saying what a great job to have. That's all.
Sound like you want it out.
Oh, my God. That is not what I said.
Next thing you know, you're dead. You never spent the time with your family. No one cares about you.
It's sad. That is sad. That's a sad reality for a lot of people.
All right. Let's...
these walls have had greatness come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're gone, you're just gone.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember what that was about. Yeah.
I heard Al in there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Play that again. Let's listen to Al in the beginning.
These walls have had greatness come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're gone, mm-hmm. you're just gone.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thanks for the affirmation. Yes.
Yeah.
My man.
A modern day Ed McMahon in there.
I change it up. Normally I go, right.
That is true.
Gotta have a repertoire.
That's a very good point.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
You piece of sh**.
You see? Oh, man. That is just
last night at the stadium. Poetry in motion.
Yes.
Justin Shackle on the call with one Brandon Tierney, who I will tell you, laid out beautifully, did not interrupt any. I thought he did a great job. At the end, though, a little bit excited.
Pitch is hit in the air, right field. Noel turning, watching. This one is gone.
Boom.
On to the porch in right field. Second home run of the night for Aaron Judge.
Suck on it. And why not? It was 8-0 at that point. But I thought Brandon was fantastic last night. The Yankees beat the Guardians 8-1. That was the second for Judge, who's got 47 home runs now and 117
I got an
RBIs.
Idea. Carton and
Brandon. Tierney.
Well, you see who's calling the game tonight with Brandon.
No.
Viral sensation Haley Welch. The Hachua girl is going to get a shot at the broadcast booth.
Oh, yeah. Juan Soto doubled homered. He drove in five. So these two, Soto is batting 302, 36 homers, 93 RBIs. Not only does Judge have 47 and 117, he's also batting 334. Not too shabby. Here was Judge on the Fan afterwards playing with Soto. Just wow.
I don't take this for granted. You know, getting a chance to play for the Yankees, play with another great player like this. And, it, you know, every single day I look up on that scoreboard when I'm on deck and there's a new record he's breaking for the youngest this, youngest to do that. So it's just a great time. And
yeah, I would say so. And they win because of these guys. Series finale today, Gerrit Cole, Gavin Williams, the starters. Last night, Nestor Cortez, seven innings of three hit ball for the win. The Yankees 74 and 53. Now leading the Orioles by a half game for first place in the AL East. I'll get to Baltimore in a second because of the Mets. But you guys did come up last night during the broadcast.
Oh, really?
As you can imagine. Remember the outfit that BT was wearing? That
oh, yeah.
You pointed out.
Yeah.
And I thought. Gushed over. I didn't think there was anything negative about it.
It was WFAN appreciation night yesterday. You were on the field. You know, they had a couple of snapshots of you looking really, you know, you looked big league last night.
I did.
You're on the field. I mean, come on. Don't be so modest. The 2-2, high and away.
Yeah, I might have, but then why were my teammates Boomer and Gio bagging on me all morning? Oh, look at this guy. Look
bagging on him.
I thought,
what is he talking about?
So I think where he's going
Man, he
was,
is so insecure. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
The interaction with the India,
the Indiana the Guardian player.
But I thought the way you guys just, I mean, you could not have been more complimentary of how he looked.
Yeah, this is a guy.
You said you wore the outfit.
I did, and I even tweeted out. I said, I'm legit jealous of this look. I said, legitimately jealous.
And that was an honest first reaction from you.
Yeah, I don't.
I heard Brandon use that word bag a bunch of times last night.
Bagging on me.
Yeah, I'm not bagging. He said he wasn't bagging on Juan's, Giancarlo Stanton. I'm not bagging on him. I'm like, what? So now he used it in terms of us.
We did ask the question. Had nothing to do with the outfit. But we did ask the question, did he know that Cleveland Guardian player? Was he just being...
That was the only question.
That was it.
And we were trying to figure out if maybe there was a connection with Marist or something.
And by the way, we wanted to have him in yesterday, but I guess you can take off so you can prepare for a baseball game that you've been talking about and the baseball team you've been talking about all year long. Like, I'm not about that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he still to this day doesn't understand that we like him, we enjoy him, we like to have fun at his expense, like everybody else around here, just like they do with us.
Yes.
And it's okay. And if we didn't like him, we certainly wouldn't be talking about him at all.
Right. We don't talk about the people we don't like.
That's right.
Speaking of having fun with people, I haven't done this in a while. Bum, bum,
bum. Boomer and Gio, what the hell was that?
All right, I'm going to give you a sound. I'll give you a sound. I'll give you three choices. You're going to tell me what the sound was. Here is the, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, it's Evan, but you're going to tell me what this is in reference to.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
I just like to tell you, too. As he's doing this song.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
I kind of recognize that a little bit.
He's wearing an Abraham Lincoln shirt.
One more time.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
All right, is it A, Evan singing karaoke at Fanatics Fest on Saturday, or Friday, rather, sorry. Is it B, part of Evan doing a home run call from yesterday's Jesse Winker home run? Or is it C, Evan on social media trying to get his son to sleep while watching the Met game on DVR from his vacation?
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
I'm saying C.
Oh, man.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
Yeah, I'll say C as well.
Yeah. This would be live on the air yesterday when Jesse Winker hits the home run.
Oh, my God! Jesse Winker! Game-winning home run! And the Mets win it! Oh, my God. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
Boo-boo-bee-ba-ba-ba-boo-bee. Boo-boo-bee-ba-ba-ba-boo-bee.
So the answer was B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
Well done.
Wow, very, very good there. I knew I recognized it. I'm a loser. Do you think that's what he was going with?
I don't know what he was doing.
Because that's what it was. That's exactly what he was singing.
Yeah, and yet, not far away. Yeah, right? The other thing, too, though, is I would say when you threw the DVR in there, that was brilliant,
brilliant
on your part. Brilliant.
And he also did his best Mike impersonation.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
That's exactly right. So, yeah, so a very interesting afternoon. The Mets did beat the Orioles 4-3. Next hour, we will hear from Sauce Gardner. You guys can decipher what he was trying to say or what he wasn't saying. And also, we'll hear from Bo Nix and Sean Payton. And we got a whole bunch of the NFL coming up next hour.
You know, when I heard or saw that Jeff Passan tweet about Aaron Judge and Ted Williams, where someone hasn't had these slugging numbers without the steroid era since Ted Williams, I was thinking, how many people you think listen to us that saw Ted Williams play in person?
Well, you think several of your callers last week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think, like, are there 10? Are there 1,000?
So Ted Williams batted .407 in 41. Is that right?
His last year that he played was 1960 at 41.
Oh, he went all the way to 1960?
Yeah.
So then I would say that you have I would say there's a lot of listeners that saw his last year or two.
I would think so.
I would have thought he finished in the early 50s.
And Al wants all of you to call.
I thought about this too.
Get your rotary phones out.
Yeah. All right. So he was 1960. Now I ask you another one. How many people out there listening right now saw Joe DiMaggio play? His last year was 1951.
See, right. Now you're going back further. 51, 49. You're talking 73 to be born. You'd have to be 80. So there are some, but not a lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think
about that. I was thinking about those folks today.
You were.
The ones who saw the greatness then and the greatness now. There's only a few. There's only a few out there.
When was Babe Ruth last year? 30 what?
Oh, God. You think someone is alive that saw Babe Ruth play?
Yes. I'm sure there's got to be someone in their late 90s that's still around in New York that saw Babe Ruth play.
So have your...
35? What would you...
Have your nurse call Al.
Is it 1935? Yeah.
1935.
So, yeah, you could be right around... You're 98, 97, 98 years old. You would have been a kid watching Babe Ruth. Yes.
Eddie's like, yeah, have your nurse call Al.
I think that's possible, but a very few number.
Wow. See, I'm going to say no. There's nobody listening to us. It's all Babe Ruth.
But we still have World War II veterans. Like, why not?
But also, I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying that I don't think they're paying it. They're listening or watching us.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Okay. That's
and the
point.
Other thing is you can't, you're not going to be able to, like, don't call. You won't be able to vet them properly, really. Like, what are you going to have them do? Like, well, send an email with your birth certificate?
Stephen Waldron has personal knowledge. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, my grandma always just asked me, like, who's your favorite player? And it's no question Derek Jeter. And I said, what about you, Grandma? She said, I used to love watching Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle play.
Okay. All right, but Babe Ruth? What about Babe Ruth?
She was born in 1926.
So she
definitely saw him.
I would say, yeah. I always figure like 7 is what you start to remember. So then Stephen Waldron's grandmother watched Babe Ruth.
No.
Yeah, she had cable vision.
Fubo app.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live for the Build Ford Top Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I got a little gift for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, you know me.
I thought you were going to come back with a gift for Jerry yesterday. That's what you told me.
No, well, I got him hooked up.
Oh, nice.
I got Jerry taken care of.
All right.
And I think he'll be happy because I got the right length shorts that he can wear.
Won't wear them out of protest.
My man. Andrew Redbandley, you know this company, right?
Of course, yeah.
So I played golf with him yesterday out at Hamilton Farms. I had been invited to Hamilton Farms a number of times out in Gladstone, New Jersey. Unfortunately, the times that I was invited, the weather got in the way and was not able to make it. So yesterday was the first time I made it out there. It's an amazing place. It's a great golf course. I shot an 81, by the way.
All right. Very good.
I did get you a couple gifts.
Oh, all right. I like this.
The farm.
Oh, the farm. That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
That's a really good hat.
Yeah. Going red, baby. Yeah, there you go.
That's a G4 hat.
There's your nice.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man. Look at you.
And you got a nice little hoodie, too, to go with it.
You really went over the top.
Well, I mean, Andrew did, so. Very nice.
Well, thanks, Andrew. My God, this is great stuff. That's an elite logo right there.
That is an elite logo. It's an elite place. It is a really, really nice place.
Well, thank you,
Boomer. Greens are incredibly fast.
Thanks, Boomer. Thanks, Andrew.
You would have putted off the greens about 6 times. Yes.
Probably, yes.
But I was thoroughly impressed with the golf course, I have to tell you. I have to get you out there in the fall.
Oh, I love the fall golf.
It's what it felt like yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it's a little chill in the air.
It's beautiful.
Starting to feel like football, just like it did at Giants camp. Yep. We were freezing the entire time.
Yes. And one of the few golf courses that I've actually played at that have Fresca.
Oh, I know. You always ask for Fresca, and they don't have Fresca. They didn't have Fresca at Bella Vista.
Yeah, but they had Fresca here.
Yeah.
little Casamigos Blanco. Perfect. Boom. Done.
With the Fresca?
Oh, yeah.
Bang. By the way, just a very quick note on my overnight listening the last couple of days.
Okay.
So you know how I like to take stock what's going on in the overnight? C-Mac has been out. So we had this conversation about how Brett on Long Island gets everybody angry. It doesn't matter who it is. Well, he did it again to our man Al Cintron, who yesterday Brett called up and did the same thing he did to make Big Zoo blow up, which is like mischaracterize something that Al said. Mm-hmm. So then Al screaming at him and hanging up on him. And then it was so impactful to Al Cintron that this morning when I get in the car, he was still talking about it 24 hours later. Like, still going over. So then I text Fleegs. I said, Brett on Long Island strikes again. And he goes, yeah. He goes, he gets everybody. Off the air, Al said to Fleegs, no caller has ever gotten me as angry as Brett on Long Island. He has a skill. He possesses a skill.
He should run for office.
I'm telling you, this
right?
guy.
Could you imagine him in a debate?
It would be impossible. Because he says things, he hears things that you don't say, he doesn't let you talk. He is quite possibly, he is up there, I will say already, since 1987, to me, he's a top 5 most annoying caller to this radio station.
You just made his day.
Already. I'm pointing out what I hear. I know everybody does that. Oh, this is what he wants. No. It's not what he wants. He's not one of these guys. This is what makes him interesting. He's not one of these guys that does it on purpose. He's that much of a prick. It's amazing. He just is that annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses friends in his real life.
So it's kind of like playing golf with Mercadante.
In Stugatz.
In Stugatz, yes.
You're going to force them with Mercadante, Stugatz, and Brennan, Long Island. Yes,
that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I would drown myself in a pond. That's what I would do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I got a little gift for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, you know me.
I thought you were going to come back with a gift for Jerry yesterday. That's
no,
what you told me.
You know, well, I got him hooked up.
Oh, nice.
I got Jerry taken care of.
All right.
And I think he'll be happy because I got the right length shorts that he can wear.
Won't wear them out of protest.
My man. Andrew Redbandley, you know this company, right?
Of course, yeah.
So I played golf with him yesterday out at Hamilton Farms. I had been invited to Hamilton Farms a number of times out in Gladstone, New Jersey. Unfortunately, the times that I was invited, the weather got in the way and was not able to make it. So yesterday was the first time I made it out there. It's an amazing place. It's a great golf course. I shot an 81, by the way.
All right. Very good.
I did get you a couple gifts.
Oh, all right. I like this.
The farm.
Oh, the farm. That's beautiful.
What a nice hat.
That's a really good hat.
Yeah. Blue and red, baby. Yeah, there you go.
That's a G4 hat.
There's your nice.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man. Look at you.
And you got a nice little hoodie, too, to go with it.
You really went over the top.
Well, I mean, Andrew did, so.
I mean, well, thanks, Andrew. My God, this is great stuff. That's an elite logo right there.
That is an elite logo. It's an elite place. It is a really, really nice place.
Well, thank you,
Boomer. Greens are incredibly fast.
Thanks, Boomer. Thanks, Andrew.
You would have putted off the greens about
probably,
six times. Yes.
Probably, yes.
That's but I was thoroughly impressed with the golf course, I have to tell you. I have to get you out there in the fall.
Oh, I love the fall golf.
It's what it felt like yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it's a little chill in the air.
It's beautiful.
Starting to feel like football, just like it did at Giants camp. Yep. We were freezing the entire time.
Yes. And one of the few golf courses that I've actually played at that have Fresca.
Oh, I know. You always ask for Fresca, and they don't have Fresca. They didn't have Fresca at Bella Vista.
Yeah, but they had Fresca here.
Yeah.
little Casamigos Blanco. Perfect. Boom. Done.
With the Fresca?
Oh, yeah.
Bang. By the way, just a very quick note on my overnight listening the last couple of days.
Okay.
So you know how I like to take stock what's going on in the overnight? C-Mac has been out. So we had this conversation about how Brett on Long Island gets everybody angry. Doesn't matter who it is. Well, he did it again to our man Al Cintron, who yesterday Brett called up and did the same thing he did to make Big Zoo blow up, which is like mischaracterize something that Al said. Mm-hmm. So then Al screaming at him and hanging up on him. And then it was so impactful to Al Cintron that this morning when I get in the car, he was still talking about it 24 hours later, like still going over. So then I text Fleegs. I said, Brett on Long Island strikes again. And he goes, yeah, he goes, he gets everybody. Off the air, Al said to Fleegs, no caller has ever gotten me as angry as Brett on Long Island. He has a skill. He possesses a skill.
He should run for office.
I'm telling you, this
right?
guy.
Could you imagine him in a debate?
It would be impossible because he says things, he hears things that you don't say, he doesn't let you talk. He is quite possibly, he is up there. I will say already, since 1987, to me, he's a top five most annoying caller to this radio station.
You just made his day.
Already. I'm pointing out what I hear. I'm not, I know everybody does that. Oh, this is what he wants. No, no, no. It's not what he wants. He's not one of these guys. This is what makes him interesting. He's not one of these guys that does it on purpose. He's that much of a prick. It's amazing. He just is that annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses friends in his real life.
So it's kind of like playing golf with Mercadante.
In Stugatz.
In Stugatz, yes.
You're going to force them with Mercadante, Stugatz, and Brent, Long Island. Yes,
that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I would drown myself in a pond. That's what I would do.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.